Let's check in with Brett Phillips from the First Serve for the Green Life Group, your open space specialists at glgcorp.com. Welcome to you, Brett. Great to have you on the program.
Thank you, Dwayne. Nice to be here.
First Serve tonight, 7 p.m. on SEN. What's on the agenda tonight? There's been a few. Was there a big win by Simona Halep in Dubai?
Yeah, very good by Halep. I mean, we talked last week about Kim Clijsters making her return at this tournament. She was pretty competitive, 6-2, 7-6, losing to Muguruza after a great Australian Open. And, Kim certainly, I think, will be pretty competitive on her return. It's not going to be easy, 36 years of age, and we'll see how the comeback unfolds over the next few months. She's entered three tournaments, and we'll just sort of take it as we come. But Simona Halep, gee, back with Darren Cale. It's a great story, this one. She is the ultimate fighter, taking on this young girl, Alina Rybakina, who actually played Barty at the Australian Open, and Ash found a way to certainly absorb her power, but she's one of the rising stars of the game, 17 in the world at the moment, and has made four finals this year. So she's big and strong. She reminds me of Dinara Safina, who got to world number one a few years ago, Dwayne. But Simona Halep, she's got an amazing ability just to absorb the big hitters, and she wins her 20th trophy, and she's got plenty of money in the bank and a very fine career, Simona Halep.
Talk about sports movies quite a bit on various programs, including the ones that I've done. What did you make of Borg McEnroe a couple of years ago? Did you enjoy that one? Did you think it rang true?
Yeah, I thought it was a great movie. Yeah, I mean, it is phenomenal when you think back that Bjorn Borg retired at 26, so it's a long, long time ago, and two completely different characters, and amazingly become really close, quite solid mates. Well after their on court rivalry and what happened there in the 70s and the early 80s. And Dwayne is another Borg who's coming through, and it is the son of Bjorn Borg. He actually made his professional debut in Italy in the last few days. Young Leo, he's only 16 years of age, and he's obviously trying to forge his own career. He got beaten 3-1. He's mainly playing ITF juniors. He's got a wild card in, but he's got a lot of talent, and he's going to play another challenger this week up with the big guys. So I guess to test his game, and he's quote, he certainly is not that far off. So, there's a fair bit of confidence going through a young Leo Borg, and he can be half of what his father was. It'll be a pretty good effort. So we'll see what he can produce. We'll keep an eye on him.
Any young McEnroes coming through? And is there wouldn't... What about Steffi Graf and Andre Agassi? How are their children going? There's a good couple of parents to have if you want to be a child prodigy.
Yeah, I know Steffi and Andre... Yeah, I haven't sort of tried to push their kids into tennis. When you think, everyone who's read the Andre Agassi book knows that he hated tennis in his youth, and obviously made some very good money out of it as an elder statesman and had a very fine career winning the eight majors. So I don't think he's going to be pushing the kids into tennis sometime soon. But they've got some good facilities over there in Las Vegas to try and certainly hone their game. And, look, this week coming up, we've got a big show tonight. Grothy's going to be back with me. But, look, Nick Kyrgios, take two, had to pull out of Delray Beach last week. So a big week for Nick because he's got to defend points at Acapulco where he won the 500 event last year. Alex de Minaur is going to be back after missing the AO and, of course, has been back in Spain with his family resting up and trying to get that groin right. And we see Ash Barty back this week. She'll be in Doha. Laura Siegmund will be her first-round opponent. So Ash has had a good break after the AO and all starting to sort of get back on the tour now with Indian Wells and Miami not too far away.
Great to have you on, Brett. Wouldn't be a show without a little bit of Kyrgios talk. You can catch the First Serve tonight, 7 p.m. on SEN, thanks to Green Life Group, your open space specialists at glgcorp.com. Great to have you on, Brett. 7 o'clock tonight. We'll hear more of you.
Thank you, Dwayne. Talk soon.
Brett Phillips.